Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and Clean Label Project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Austria, Bosnia, Botswana, Cameroon, Caribbean, Cuba, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Finland, Israel, Korea, Malaysia, Mozambique, Norway, Poland, St. Lucia, United Kingdom.
Greetings, netizens around the world. Planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, Mick Williams Cyberline, coming at you around the world by the internet and coast to coast by satellite on the USA Radio Network.
Either the tape gets sped up.
News to me.
That's the fastest you've ever gone through that monologue.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
The coffee kicking in.
That's right. I'm gonna lay face down on the pillow by the time I get home. Oh my goodness. It's been a long, long day. And next week is just gonna get longer. I haven't hit the time change yet and already I'm groggy. I do not do good. See, what I should have done was let you guys handle it and gone to bed early. So I wake up in the morning and I'm kinda in sync. Now I'm gonna be screwed for 9 months. Not six, but nine.
It is nice to have you back.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. I think you all looking around going, Mick's back! Shh, look busy!
Yeah. I didn't
do
say
we
it.
Do we look busy, guys?
I've gotten older. I'm slowly getting over all of this. You know, last year it was, get off my ship. Nowadays, this day and age, after everything's happened, is get off my lawn! Actually, it's a little more of an expletive in there, but it's a family network. Speaking of which, it's a still life, Jim, but not as we know it. The Scottish town of Linlithgow is building a memorial to its most famous, all but fictional, resident. For Linlithgow is the birthplace of Montgomery Scott, more usually known as Scotty, the Star Trek engineer. An exhibition will showcase actor James Doohan's original costume, various personal items his family has donated, and a scale model of the original USS Enterprise, NCC-1701, no bloody A, no bloody B, no bloody C, no bloody D, and certainly no bloody E. Delightfully, the $10 million project was approved by the town's... Oh, this is so original. You ready? Here it comes. Enterprise Committee. That's right, Linlithgow's got the Enterprise Committee. We meet at the pub.
Now, they could have actually had 1701 and 1701E.
Well, he was
flew on
A.
Both.
Well, on the A.
Oh, the A, too.
Yeah, I could have done that.
But he did fly. You know, he made it to the future.
Yep. Committee Governor, Con Willie Dunn, Down to the pub, says Dorothy C. Fontana, a writer of many Star Trek episodes, has confirmed that Linlithgow was Scotty's birthplace before adding that the exhibition has also been cleared with actor Doohan's family. Following James Doohan's death, we contacted his family, and they are supporting our plans for a Star Trek exhibition. Dunn said it will be staged at Annette House Museum, which highlights the history of Linlithgow. Now it will also look into the future with our Star Trek display area. And thus another stop was added to the Trekkie tourist trail. What do you think about that? All right. Well, I got time. Let me do it. I'm going to save the whole thing here because we're short on time. Mike! In Cleveland, how are you?
That's me, Mike.
Sorry I got you late, man. I had a lot of ground to cover.
Better late than never. It's about time wasters.
Yeah.
I enjoy wasting my time watching TV.
Yeah, but you choose to do that.
I know. I'm a TV baby. I was born with a TV set in my house.
Well, I agree.
It came first.
But all right, let me ask you this. You got cable?
Oh, yes. I got cable, yes.
So technically, you do deal with a time waster.
Don't say.
Well, what if your cable has to be serviced? Do they come out on time?
Oh, man. I'll be waiting all day for the cable guy.
Yeah, you got Time Warner up there, right? You got Time Warner up there, don't you?
Where I live at, but of course, they keep on bothering me about getting one for my place. But why I need with a cable satellite dish on my porch, you know?
Right.
Somebody might come up on my porch and take it. Oh, okay. Well, it's not made. We got cable and I don't.
As Mike would say, back in the day, men had cable and women enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Those were the days.
Yep. But then, you know, that can be a time waster. If your cable's out or you need to come out and do something, yeah, we'll be there somewhere between 8 and 5. You own a telephone, right?
Whoa, that's 7 hours.
Yeah, you own a telephone, right? One of those things, you know, got a wire stuck in the wall with it? There's another time waster.
I did.
So you got a cell phone.
I got a cordless phone.
Oh, okay. But still, you're on Bell up there on Ameritech, right?
Somewhere around there.
Okay, yeah. So there's a time waster, because if the phone goes down, between 8 and 5.
Ooh,
and isn't it funny,
isn't
it funny if you don't pay the bill, they flip the switch? But then when you do pay the bill,
to me a whole lot.
It takes them up to 24 hours to reflip the switch.
Oh, yeah.
See? Perfect idea of town waste.
Yeah, costs more to plug back in again.
Yep. You've got a greater chance of time wasting than any of us up there.
Oh, yes. I got all the time to waste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spend my time reading and writing, you know, the fundamentals.
Well, you should.
Yeah. I'm more literate than most people who listen to talk shows. No, I mean, I'm a very literate guy.
Yep, and not many literate guys we let on the show.
No, that's a shame.
Might upstage us. Well, what you got? Any questions this week, Mike?
Yes, about the chipmunk thing.
Yeah.
They go back to the 50s, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't do that chipmunk thing over again since that guy came up with it passed away.
David Seville, actually, Ross Bagged the Sergeant.
That must be a technical wizard to come up with that.
You know what's funny about the chipmunks, though?
What?
That in order to do the chipmunks, back in the, we were talking about Reel to Reel and Drake earlier,
mm-hmm.
They used to record everybody on tape, and then that is sped up. Now, in order to do that, you have to talk really slow.
Really slow.
Like that, and then you speed it up. So imagine taking the chipmunks recording. Yeah. For example, what was the number one? It was Christmas Time Is Here.
Christmas Time, I remember
that. Christmas Don't Be Late, whatever it is. The Christmas song, I think it's called. Yeah. Take that, put it on tape, maybe at 7.5 on a reel-to-reel, then knock it down to 3.75.
3.75, yeah.
And then maybe down to 1.7 and an
8. 1.7, 8, I don't know.
And now you're going to have voices, the actual voices you'll now hear of those people going,
Yeah, I used to play my
sounds like it sounds like there's a crack in the Earth's crust, and Satan and his minions have escaped.
Oh yeah, the great Lucifer escaped from the from the pits of H.
So everybody thinks, oh, are those chipmunks cute? But boy, you crank that thing down two notches. They'll be,
Oh, my God.
Run, get the children!
yeah.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But, yeah, think about it. Ain't so nice now, is it, when you hear them talking normally? All right, coming up, we got Space Update.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams.
Size of the planet, and I have to deal with his lot. Oh, the pain, the pain.
Oh, boy. Just real quick before we get to Space Update. Next week, you want to put on your Hawaiian shirts and your leis and drink your Mai Tais and everything, because we are going to have a Hawaii 5-0 show next week. And you're thinking, you would take damage. It has a lot there, Deno. Because the box set of Season 1 Hawaii 5-0 came out this Tuesday. I have a copy in my hot little hands. I'm going through it now. I will be doing a review of the DVD box set for next week's show. And we're hoping to get some guests on. And if all goes well...
Can I request the hot chick that's in opening credits?
The one with the kid and, like, does a little thing.
The one with the big eyes.
Yeah, where they're on the beach. She's running on the beach and has a close-up of her. She turns her head. Yeah. Love to fill that for you. Really would. One slight problem.
What?
She is deceased.
Oh.
Died of cancer. Wasn't all that old. Because she was, like, 20-something when that was filmed. So she died at about 30 or 40. She died of cancer. Which is some of the trivia having to do with the Ultimate Hawaii 5-0 webpage. And the gentleman who has put it together, who is very much in the know, he is very connected not only to former cast members, some of them deceased, but also is very connected with Mrs. Freeman, who is Leonard Freeman's widow, and also was very connected with Marie Lord up until a few months ago when she passed away. We have an email out to him, and we are going to try to have him on next week to talk about the Ultimate Hawaii 5-0 page. We're also putting together, we're thinking either 3, maybe 5 trivia questions. We're going to give them out. You have to send us an email with the answers, and whoever gets the answers right gets their own box set of Hawaii 5-0 Season 1. Okay, so get sharpened up in your trivia.
Now, do we get a copy of it just for us?
No.
That's not right.
You can watch the copy.
While we're on the air?
No.
Then we can review it while we're watching it.
Since I personally got the copy, because yours truly has been incapacitated and did not get his request in time. So hopefully we'll have more to give away when Season 2 comes out, because I'll be watching for it this time. So anyway, that's next week. So all of you dress up Hawaiian. We might even take some pictures and put them up on the website. Geezer's rolling his eyes right now as we speak. All right, time for a Space Update. Inside joke.
Space, the final frontier.
I'm Jesse Storm with your Space Update on Mick Williams Cyberline. Well, move over, Maytag Repairman. Thursday night, a prototype satellite repair robot that can refuel, upgrade, and repair satellites was launched from Florida to begin a 3-month orbital field test.
That is one lonely robot.
Oh, yeah. The two-satellite system called Orbital Express was developed by the U.S. military in cooperation with NASA to extend the lives of spy satellites and lay the groundwork for the servicing and repair of government-owned spacecraft and telescopes after the space shuttle fleet is retired. The servicing craft called ASTRO, an acronym for Autonomous Space Transport Robotic Operations, is filled with about 300 pounds of hydrazine propellant and includes a small robotic arm to latch onto or pass equipment to its partner spacecraft known as NextSat. The first test involved fuel transfers and will take place while the two vehicles are attached to each other. After that, Astro will separate from NextSat. Among the tasks the Orbital Express will attempt during the mission are transferring and hook up a 53-pound battery, switching between a primary and backup computer, and testing rendezvous and capture techniques. Now, that's going to be kind of strange. I'm wondering if it's going to look like a little, I guess, a crab, maybe like a big claw, just kind of hanging out there.
As long as you don't throw it in boiling water and crack it and throw butter on it, it should be okay.
All right. And did you know that sunlight can cause an asteroid to spin more quickly? An international team of scientists studying two asteroids, one about a mile wide and the other about 375 feet, confirmed a previously unproven theory that sunlight can affect the rotation of asteroids because they tend to be irregular shaped and not perfectly round. The idea is the sun's heat serves as a propulsion engine on an irregular feature of an asteroid's surface. When sunlight hits the asteroid, the solar energy is absorbed and then radiated back into space. When the asteroid is not round, this can create a push-off parts of its surface that alters its spin. Using large telescopes and radar facilities, the scientists watched as the spin of a near-Earth asteroid, it's called 2000 PH5, the smaller one, increased by 1 millisecond per year. Its orbit takes it inside and outside Earth's orbit and has come as close as to our planet as 5 times the distance to the Sun. The increasing rotation of asteroid 1862 Apollo, the bigger one, probably will break apart due to the centrifugal forces that's on the asteroid itself. The asteroid has a small moonlet, which I don't know what that means, like a little moonlet, so like already got a hole, a crack or something, and it might have broken apart already. The researchers said the spin of this asteroid in the past 40 years has accelerated so much that it has an extra rotation per orbit around the sun. A month after she was charged with trying to kidnap a woman she regarded as her romantic rival for the affection of a space shuttle pilot, astronaut Lisa Nowak was fired from NASA on Wednesday. Nowak, a mother of three, is accused of confronting the woman at an Orlando airport after driving from Houston while wearing an astronaut diaper so that she would not have to stop. NASA officials said Nowak's dismissal did not reflect the space agency's belief in her guilt or innocence. The agency said it lacked an administrative system to handle the allegations. Nowak's firing marked the first time NASA has publicly dismissed an astronaut, and she is also the first active astronaut to be charged with a felony. Since her arrest, Nowak has told police that her relationship with Ofelein was more than a working relationship, but less than a romantic one. But Ofelein told investigators that they had been romantically involved since 2004. Nowak's frantic road trip to confront Shipman while she wore diapers to avoid having to stop for breaks may have been sparked by uncovering steamy emails.
I had to bring the diapers up again. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, why can't they go through one story about her without mentioning a diaper?
Well, she uncovered steamy emails Shipman sent to Ofelein, including one he received during his mission aboard the shuttle Discovery in December. And it read, "First urge will be to rip your clothes off," Shipman wrote to Ofelein. "But honestly, love, I want you to totally and thoroughly enjoy your hero's homecoming." In the letter to Ofelein's mother, Nowak thanked her for supporting her relationship with Ofelein, "especially since my parents are not supportive right now." What? That is just making no sense. There's too many whacked out people out there that will drive from Houston to Orlando to confront somebody.
While wearing a diaper.
Are they going to change? She's going to change her name now, isn't she? From No Whack to Whack Job?
What kills me about this whole thing is she's the first astronaut that's been fired.
Yes.
And on top of that, they just let her go. And she's, of course, now in the Navy because she's a Navy person.
Now
basically,
they released her
assigned.
Back to the Navy.
Right. She was assigned. But you've seen pictures of Claire Shipman.
Yes.
She looks like this little librarian that, you know, she might be... Just, you know how they say about librarians, they're cool women, and the next minute they're like all over you, like a monkey on a cupcake or something.
Right.
And I'm sitting there reading the emails, I got them from the Sentinel, I think it was. They had them in PDF format. And, of course, they got the addresses, you know, blacked out and everything. But you read those emails like, my God, you guys were sending this back and forth on NASA computers? It's like, oh, I understand now how she got all of them. She broke into his apartment. She had a key. Not very bright there, Steve. Of course, my favorite thing was, is like, she didn't feel that she was over it. And she said, well, I don't want some, you know, woman going nuts and showing up on my doorstep. She told this to the guy. And right. Sure enough, she had a crazy woman showing up on her doorstep.
But Shipman also asked Opaline if you know, Nowak was cool with
right.
everything.
That was the point.
And
he said yes.
He said yes.
And she said, good, because I don't want some freaky woman showing up on my doorstep. Little did he know.
Well, she's been sent back to the Navy.
Navy, right.
And I think she reports back in March.
She'll be at Corpus Christi with an ankle bracelet on her leg.
Right.
And no diaper.
And no diaper.
I want to hear it.
And real quick, the Space Shuttle Atlantis is going to be, the launch of that will be next month.
Right.
Because of all the little hail dents on it.
Right.
And the only thing I don't get about that is now that we're out of time.
Yes, very quickly.
Is that the, with the hail damage, why don't they have another tank, an extra tank just
right.
sitting there?
But, you know, that's not hail damage. They're hiding that. That was Lisa Nowak beating the crap out of it with a golf club. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high. Thank you.
a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no. No, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man burning out his huge mouth. Hello. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, no, I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here alone. And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Tom, hit it.
Yeah!
Okay, Tom, general consensus. You're glad to have me back, aren't you, buddy? Okay, well, here. I'm leaving then. All right, Chris. As we all know, we're about to move. What?
I had two more things.
Okay. We'll have to save it because we're short on time.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Blame it on number six. I'll let you. Anyway, I'm talking about tonight. Hey, watch it. I'll take it back. Tonight's DST coming up early. You got some stuff on it.
Yes, I do. And if you're listening to us on the repeat in Central Time,
sucks to be you.
You're already in the new time.
That's right. Welcome to the future, my son.
Yes. So we had a 4-hour show, but an hour just disappeared.
Whoop, there we go. Look at that.
Okay. For those that don't know, daylight savings time was first proposed by the great Benjamin Franklin. One of his less intelligent ideas, in my personal opinion.
Although, what do you expect from a guy who goes out in a rainstorm trying to catch electricity with a kite?
Yeah, here, shock me!
Thank you.
Well, at the time, it would have saved energy. It was an idea to save energy because people would stay up to a certain time and then get up in the morning. And during the summer especially, you know, the time change a little bit. People would burn their little candles and they would stay up and talking and chatting and having, you know, little parties and getting drunk and whatever people did at that time because there wasn't any television. And it would have saved a little bit of energy because in the morning people would get up, they'd light their candle, they'd get dressed, they'd blow the candle out and go outside and go on to work or till the fields or whatever they did. Well, you know what? Today we have central heat and air that we don't turn off at night. We leave running all night. We have electric lights. We have television. We have all these things. So what happens when we switch to daylight savings time, and especially in winter? Now people are getting up before daylight. Usually people are getting up before daylight anyway to go to work. Now people are getting up an extra hour before daylight. Well, they have to turn the heater on. You know, they turn the lights on. So the amount of savings is pretty close to zero. And the inconvenience is huge. Now, they keep claiming they're saving something like 100,000 barrels of oil a day. But they absolutely refuse to release any of the information on how they arrived at that figure. Now, generally, when somebody refuses to release how they arrived at a figure, it's pretty much bogus. I mean, you know, you can pretty much assume that they're either lying or they just made it up. So I'm saying during the summer, if we want to switch to daylight savings time, I can kind of see it, although those people that get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning have to go to bed at 8 or 9 at night, and it's kind of daylight. You know, that's not so good in the summer either, is it?
No.
Personally, I wish they would pick one and leave it that way.
Well, I was looking at a chart, and before 1966, there was a time, it was Eastern War time. That from 42 to 45, Roosevelt signed
into law Eastern Wartime, which is basically extended daylight savings time, and it ran year-round until the end of the war. Then everybody could pick and choose what they wanted, and then 66 came the Uniform Time Act,
yeah,
which said, okay, this is how we're going to set it up, and you can choose whether to accept it or not.
Well, you know, it does actually save energy if you turn your heat off at night or your air off at night, you know, when you go to sleep.
Right.
And back in the 40s, that was very common to turn the heat off at night and put some blankets on. Well, today, most people leave their heat on at night. They don't want to wake up cold. Or people that run electric blankets. So, in that situation, you don't save anything by shifting the time. Not at all.
No.
It's just a wash. It's just an inconvenience.
And like I pointed out, you know, Nixon was signing it because of the Arab embargo. The oil embargo back. No, we weren't embargoing Arabs. It was the oil. They were, you know, keeping it from us. But anyway, you didn't have as many things now. You had lights. You had the occasional heating, air conditioning, a washing machine, maybe a dryer, maybe not a dryer, and one TV set on average in the house.
Yeah.
Black and white or color. Now everything in the house is plugged in. We use dryers. We use refrigerators. We use everything run by electricity. So there's much more output now than there was 30 years ago.
Yeah, and
so it's not going to save anything.
And here's a question. Do you think that there has been a house built in the continental United States in the last 20 years that does not have central heat and air?
Exactly. That's another thing. A lot of houses in the north didn't. They opened their windows in the summer and
right.
then had, you know, coal, or they'd have oil heaters.
Well,
and some had electric and didn't have air conditioning.
Even in the south, it was common up until about the 60s or 70s to have window units or even swamp coolers.
Mm-hmm.
And now houses are built with central heat and air all the time. It's just common. And if you have it, you use it. Very few people are going to say, oh, I think I'll turn it off. Especially with a lot of the new windows that have, you know, 10,000 square feet of glass and about 1 square foot of it will actually open.
Right.
So it's kind of a big waste. It's a big scam. Politicians made up their mind 30 years ago that this is the way things are going to be. They won't go back and reexamine the facts because politicians are, as a general rule, not living on the same planet.
There's one good thing out of all of this. This is a test, the way they have it set up right now. They're supposed to collect data, and if it doesn't show, supposedly we're going back to what it was originally. I'll believe it when I see it.
But for how long?
But for how long?
Yeah.
For 1 year.
Yeah.
They're going to try it for 1 year cycle.
You ever known a politician to admit they were wrong?
Or ever change and rescind it? Well, prohibition. I guess I can dream.
Yeah. And that 55-mile-an-hour joke.
Yeah, I can still dream. All right, we'll be right back. Final minutes of the show. Host 2007 at cyber-line.com if you got anything. Mentioned next week, Hawaii 5-0 is going to be all about the 5-0 on the show, DVD release. I'm going to have, hopefully, the gentleman who has put together the fantastic, best Hawaii 5-0 homepage. Anything you want to know, write down the license plate numbers of cars and stuff. I mean, this guy has researched it. Something else, if you're a big Jack Lord fan or Hawaii 5-0 fan, we won't be able to talk about it in time next week, so I'm going to give it to you now. Marie Lord, who's Jack Lord's wife, she passed away a couple months ago, and I guess it left it in her will to have stuff auctioned off. So now from the estate of Jack Lord, there is going to be an auction on eBay starting March 14th. That's 11, 12, 13, I guess that's this Wednesday. And a number of items are going to be made available to the public for the very first time, including personal photographs, art collected by Jack and Marie Lord, personal paintings by Jack Lord, jewelry, musical instruments, including those played by Elvis Presley, as well as other items spanning his entire entertainment career. There is a preview of the auction at www.jacklordpersonalmemorabilia, all one word, just Jack Lord Personal Memorabilia, AlwynWord.com. His badge that he used in the series is up for auction. Pictures of him with Marilyn Monroe, with Colonel Tom Parker. He was in the audience for Aloha from Hawaii, the big Elvis concert. He was in there, got pictures. So a lot of that stuff will be available if you're a fan of Hawaii Five-0 or Jack Lord. You can go there on Wednesday, March 14th. Go to eBay. And, of course, if you go to JackLordPersonalMemorabilia.com, there will be a link that will be open. It'll take you right to the eBay pages. So go check it out, and we'll talk about it more next week. All right, time for the roundtable.
Camelot. 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 It's only a model.
Red lights around the table. We dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes of a fucking bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and stuff off.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right. And speaking of silliness, Bob, you have something that we're talking about tonight in the roundtable?
Yeah, let's see. That is the abuse of the USA Patriot Act.
I was shocked when I heard about this. It makes me angry, but not surprised.
You know, I'm not. And frankly, I'm not. It kind of goes to that old axiom. The old axiom.
It's so old we forgot.
Power
corrupts absolutely. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was going to tell me about the Benjamin one, a free society is not free or whatever. You know, Ben was talking about it. He was getting zapped by the kite and flying in the air and trying to light his candle.
But, let's see, FBI Director Robert Mueller held himself responsible for problems uncovered in the Bureau's scrutiny of phone, email, and financial records. In a news briefing, Mueller said he had failed to establish internal controls, reviews, and audits. It comes after a Justice Department Inspector General found extensive errors in the FBI's use of the USA Patriot Act, the post-9/11 legislation that broadened police powers. Mueller said he's already taken steps to address the issues, but noted the report found no evidence of criminal misconduct.
Mm.
Now, you know, what we've got here is an issue where after, you know, as an answer to the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center and on America itself, lawmakers rushed legislation through to try to make sure that they could, well, appear that they are doing everything they could.
Right.
And you know, in many cases, it's one of those things that they're trying to do things with good intentions. But you know what happens with good intentions. The road to hell was paved with good intentions. We have to go back to something that our founding fathers did. They passed something called the Constitution. Constitution has a number of things enumerated in it, among which we have the Fourth Amendment.
It's also part of what's called the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. The Fourth Amendment does guard against unreasonable search and seizure. The Fourth Amendment of the United States is one provision that is included, like you said, in the Bill of Rights. And the text itself says the right of the people to be secure in their possessions, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, they were very clear on that. This was over 200 years ago. This is 1787 this was passed.
Right.
So, for them to have the insight back then to put this so clearly in the Constitution that anytime you're going to search something, you really have to have a warrant that is issued. It sets the tone that the Founding Fathers wanted to set for this country. Now, what we're seeing today is an abrogation of the rules that they've set forth, the Constitution that they've set forth, these things that they set in stone. And I think that what we've seen today is, with this, with Robert Mueller's response, is that when we do try to rush things through, when we do try to solve that problem with something that might be just an overreaction or just something that they've rushed through, we end up paying a price. And the price is the personal freedoms that each of us enjoy.
There are certain things that I feel a perfect sense. The tapping of phone communications. So they're trying to track who they're talking to, where the money's going. I tend to agree with that.
Okay. But I want to make it clear. I'm not against doing these things. What I'm against is that you do it without a warrant being issued.
Right.
And that's where the whole crux of this problem's come in. And that is you get two competing branches of government saying, well, we don't need to do that. Oh, yes, you do. And well, frankly, it is so clearly written in the Constitution that you do. What? This is the thing that I haven't understood. What is the problem with issuing a warrant? Even with the FISA Act.
I think it's time.
But the FISA Act allows for a retroactive issuance of the warrant.
Right.
And that is, you can go and listen in on a conversation. And then you can go, and that is on those time critical issues. But you can go back and have that warrant issued after the fact. Why is it that we can't even do something simple like that? I can understand the time critical nature that you're talking about.
They're bureaucrats.
But to not actually be able to go back, and since this is so imperative that we have the information, why can't we go back and issue that retroactive warrant?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I look at it this way. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. The Republicans are in charge. It happened on their watch. They're doing what they can to protect people, and I applaud them for that. Does it go too far? Possibly. But then the Democrats turn around and poke fingers at everything, tearing everything down. Of course, this is a very black eye and gives them some substantial fuel for talking about it. But at the same time, I look at it this way. I don't trust either one of them as hard as I can throw them. Because you know darn well that if the Democrats in power, they'll start doing their own stuff. So it's, you know, the road is paved with good intentions when you're going straight to hell. But at the same time, I don't know what else to do as far as, you know, a replacement. But the bottom line is, I'm guarding my own stuff and keeping my powder dry on both sides of the fence.
I just have to go back, go with what the Constitution says.
I agree with that 100%. That much I do agree on. All right, next week, no space update because somebody will be out of town. But we will be having the Hawaii 5-0 show, and get your trivia ready because we're going to give out some questions for a chance to win a free Season 1 box set. And until then, in the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, we all remain, as always, obedient to yours. Good night.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.